Welcome to the Lead Center on the University of Kansas campus. I'm Daryl Brogdon with Classics Live from Kansas Public Radio, today featuring concert pianist John Nakamatsu. John is the most recent American to win the gold medal at the Van Cliburn International Piano Competition. His program here in Lawrence has Mozart, Schumann, and some Chopin favorites. First, a three-movement piano sonata by Mozart in B-flat, Kürschel 333. Written when Mozart was in the Austrian town of Linz. Here's pianist John Nakamatsu.
Thank you. Thank you.
That's a sonata that Mozart probably wrote while he and his wife had a stopover in Linz, Austria, on the way back to Vienna from Salzburg. Kerschel 333 in B-flat, sometimes called the Linz Sonata, with pianist John Nakamatsu. This is Classics Live at the Lead Center in Lawrence. Next, here's John playing some Opus 2 music by Robert Schumann with a bit of a misleading title, Papillons. In French, it means butterflies. But before you start imagining graceful music delicately taking flight, here's what Schumann really meant. Papillons is the name of a masked ball in the novel by Jean-Paul called Flegeljahre, or The Awkward Age. Schumann uses an introduction and 12 little waltzes to describe the different masked dancers and their various characteristics at the butterfly masquerade. And none of them are very graceful. Pianist John Nakamatsu now performing Papillons by Robert Schumann. John Nakamatsu playing an introduction, 12 waltzes, and a finale, all in, what, about 14 minutes? That was Opus 2 by Robert Schumann from 1831, simply called Papillons, or Butterflies. And if you thought those were some of the clumsiest butterflies ever, well, Schumann was describing different dancers at a butterfly masquerade, or various people trying to dance, dressed up as butterflies. Our pianist today at the Lead Center is John Nakamatsu, who actually graduated from Stanford University with a bachelor's degree in German. He then got his master's degree there in education. He's one of the rare concert pianists without a formal conservatory training. But he did study piano, of course, with some great teachers, including the son of pianist Arthur Schnabel. Next on Classics Live from Kansas Public Radio, John Nakamatsu has three Chopin pieces back-to-back. Chopin's Scherzo in C-sharp minor, the Nocturne in F-sharp major, and the Polonaise in A-flat major, the Heroic Polonaise.
Thank you. to.
Thank you.
The inspiration, the strength, the vigor. There's no doubt that such a spirit must be present in the French Revolution. From now on, this Polonaise should be a symbol of heroicness. Those were George Sand's words to her friend Frédéric Chopin after she heard that last piece, Chopin's Polonaise in A-flat, Opus 53, which has helped to nickname it as the Heroic Polonaise. Before that, we heard two other pieces by Chopin, the Scherzo in C-sharp minor from Opus 39 and the Nocturne in F-sharp major, the second Nocturne in the Opus 15 set, performed by pianist John Nakamatsu. You can find out more about John at johnnakamatsu.com. He records exclusively for Harmonia Mundi, and he's a Steinway concert artist. This is Classics Live at the Lead Center in Lawrence. KPR recorded this concert Sunday, February 12, 2017. Chuck Smith was our recording engineer. Cordelia Brown is the producer. I'm Daryl Brogdon. Thanks for joining us. Broadcasts of Classics Live are a production of Kansas Public Radio. Thank you. 2007 recording we made in the KPR live performance studio of Gabriela Frank's Marinera from Sueños de Chambi. Flutist Mary Fukushima with pianist Michael Kirkendall. This is Classics Live on Kansas Public Radio.